want this choice position. Have a cheery disposition. Rosy cheeks, no warts.
That's the part I put in.
Play games, all sorts. You must be kind, you must be...
These are all the qualifications of a good nanny. I think Mary Poppins had all of them, really, if you think about it. You know, childcare positions, we usually don't think of them as the great paying jobs. In fact, you know, in some ways, I still think of those as jobs you get maybe when you're in college or you're in between college and grad school. But not so much. Wealthy families are now seeking nannies who are trained in all kinds of things, child development, languages, and all kinds of things. And they're earning up to $200,000 a year. Absolutely interesting. So joining us to talk about this issue, do you really need a nanny? Do you really need a nanny who is that qualified, and can you get something for less than $200,000? Florence Ann Romano, the Windy City Nanny, is the author of a book, Nanny and Me. Thank you for joining us on the Karen Conti Show. Hi, Florence.
Hello. Thanks for having me, and thanks for that intro song. I just smiled the whole time listening to it.
Well, we need Mary Poppins, not so much because we need her to care for our children. We just need the umbrella.
Who doesn't need that umbrella,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Especially in Chicago, we need that umbrella every day.
That's right. Okay, are nannies worth that much money, Florence? Is this something, are these people really that qualified that they could command that kind of salary?
Yeah, they can. It's the truth. They are that qualified to be able to use that, you know, salary as a negotiator. And, you know, when you look at some of these nannies and their bios, their resumes, they're trained, you know, in all these amazing, you know, universities, and they've taken all these classes, and they speak all these different languages, and they're educated to the hilt. When you have that, yes, you absolutely do have that in your arsenal to use as a negotiating, factor. Just like if you were going to in corporate America and you were like, hey, I've got my MBA from here and there, and I've got all these degrees, it's the same thing. So yes, they can command that salary, but they have to have the goods to back it up. And they're also going to be working for a family that can afford to pay that. And it's also looking for a certain type of pedigree in that nanny.
Now, you know, I know daycare is crazy expensive. In my line of work, I do family law, you know, work, litigation, and I people fight about daycare. Should we have daycare? Should we have a babysitter? Should we have a nanny? And people fight about different daycares. Is it better to have a child in daycare? Is there more socialization there? Is a nanny the way to go? Is there a right way to have a helper for a busy mom and dad?
And dad and all the different families out there. Yeah, you know, I wish I could say there's a right way to do it. It's really what's going to be right for your family. But I will say, in daycare, there are the pros and cons. And yes, it's probably just as expensive as you having an in-home nanny or even participating in a nanny share program. Sometimes that's more economical for families, you know, doing that. And it also socializes the children. But daycare comes with its own issues. You know, the children are exposed to more germs. I mean, they're going to be building that immune system in 2 seconds flat because they're going to contract every little thing going to daycare. And I have plenty of friends who have pulled their children out of daycare because they're sick of them getting sick, truthfully. But having a nanny, that one-on-one that the children get, and even if it's not one-on-one, that nanny's taking care of that, you know, more than one child in that family, there is something to be said for having that isolated attention on your children, especially if you're going to be hiring a nanny to, in some ways, enhance their education. There are many nannies out there that come to the table with a background in child education or child psychology, or they're former nurses, and they have a background dealing with children. I'm seeing it more and more now where people are hiring, families are hiring these nannies to be an extension of their education and their curriculum. And I think that's fantastic if you're hiring a nanny to extend their education beyond the classroom or prepare them for preschool or teach them another language. So there are pros and cons to both, but it's really going to depend on what financially your family can afford to do. And also, you have to know what your family needs, what you want for your children, and most importantly, what brings you peace of mind as the parent.
Florence, is there some idea that a nanny could draw attention away from mom and dad, and that sharing that kind of affection may be confusing for a child? Or is there, are there any studies like that, or is that just not rational?
It's not that it's not rational. It's a great question. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've seen moms in front of me get all teary-eyed thinking, oh my gosh, my baby's going to like me more, you know, like you more than they like me. And, you know, that's so not the case. I have to say, in my many years of experience, I've come to realize something. You don't ever want to feel like you're competing with the parent or the parent is competing with the nanny. If you can look at it through the lens of, I'm like an aunt to this child or an uncle to this child. If the parent can look and say that, you know, this person's like a godparent to my child. They're going to be a good role model. They're going to give them another slice of life, another flavor. They're another person to love my child. You should want to encourage your child to have relationships with other people that they love and will learn from and feel safe with. So if you can look at it that way, then you're never going to let that competitive streak kind of, you know, seep in. And if your child ever reaches for the nanny instead of you, I know that that's just going to crush you. I've seen it happen in front of me. But I had one employer tell me when she saw that happen, that, you know, the child reached for me instead of her. The mom looked at me and said, I have to tell you, I'm just happy that she loves you. That makes me happy. And I know it hurt her to see that happen. But I promise you, the minute I left, that baby was so happy to be with her mom. So I would try to suggest and encourage to those mommies and daddies out there to please not let that get in the way of, you know, the nanny and the child forming a relationship, because that's really a beautiful bond.
Florence, I want to just ask you one last quick question because this went way too fast. But in your little bullet points to me, you talked about two things that were very important, a strong vocabulary, and you talked about unstructured play. Can you just devote like 1 minute to that, to those two topics?
An unstructured play, I think, is very interesting. The Montessori school started that a long time ago, where they didn't care what the kid did when they came to school, as long as they got to do what they wanted to do and it was productive. Unstructured play is a time for children to use their imagination. I don't think children do it enough today because they're so plugged in on technology and other things that are distracting. But imagination is the reason we have these incredible entrepreneurs and business people and, you know, folks in the medical world solving all sorts of diseases. We have to encourage our children to grow in that way. And language is so important from a young age. By the time they're 3 years old, they're already starting to have a hard time processing and absorbing another language, which if you can believe that's true. So you do want to encourage your children to learn another language and learn their own language. And it's great if they have older siblings. You'll be so surprised to see how fast the second born catches up with the first, because they're exposed to that education, that vocabulary, so early on. So if you think of it that way, that second child is already catching up in that way, you need to do that from the get-go and expose them as much as you can from birth.
Florence Romano, thank you so much for joining us. The Windy City Nanny, where can we reach you and where can we get your book, which is called Nanny and Me?
You can go to WindyCityNanny.com. I'm all over social media as well. And you can purchase the book anywhere online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but you can also do it right from my website.
Thank you for joining me. Take care.